Amen, you do not.
I call this meeting, special meeting of the Town Council of Curie Beach to order on Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 at 4 p.m. The purpose of our meeting is to consider and act on the proposed owner-contractor agreement for the construction of a Public Works Administration Building with Monteith Construction Company. Mr. Attorney, do you have anything to say?
Just a couple of comments, Mayor. We have finally reached the end of the procurement process. And it certainly is a comprehensive process when you're dealing with formal building construction matters in the formal bidding round. Anyway, what you've got in front of you is the final contract. It will go to Monteith for execution, but it's not a question of negotiation at this point. What you have in front of you was essentially embedded in the bid package, and so that's part of the contract itself. So tonight you're going to award the contract for the construction of the new Public Works Administration Building and accept a motion to adopt a motion to authorize the mayor's execution. Any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Go ahead.
Question or two. Actually, on page 3 of this, I don't know if it's going to be retyped, but there's a typo in Article 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line down. Acts of God.
Hang on.
Instead of Acts of God.
Yeah.
Which page was that?
Page 3. Article 5.
Oh, 1.
I need
it out. Yeah. And then on page 6, 11.04, computation of time. In the next to the last line, it says, it has the words legal holiday. And I know some states have a legal holiday for that state and towns that are not federal holidays. Should we have the word federal in there, or what holidays count?
Which number 1104, legal holiday, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, I think it kind of depends on like what the maybe what their company observes.
Well, the councilman's right. You know, is town hall closed? Does the company observe it? Is it both the same day or different days? If you want to keep it simple, you could box it in and put federal. And there'd be no question.
Right. I'm okay whichever way. Whatever you feel like.
I'll plug in federal.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do federal.
Nice job, John.
Any other questions?
I'm happy.
I will say that Drew Brown and Jim have worked very closely to get this put together, and then this didn't just jump in our lap overnight. Jim, we filled in the blanks on it, so it's really a good working process, and we have a good process in place.
Well, what's interesting, if you look at the somewhere in the beginning, first page 101, contract documents. This is just a summation. Everything that's listed in 1.01, all of it taken together, is the contract.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, including the pre-qualification submissions by Monteith. So I appreciate the good words. Ms. Sanders certainly rolled up her sleeves and helped us out a lot as well.
Okay. I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the owner-contractor agreement that we have so diligently studied this afternoon.
Do you have a motion of second?
I'll second.
Motion of second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is a closed session for attorney-client privilege per North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A.
Make a motion we go into closed session.
Second.
Okay. Let's step back into the...
All in favor, aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor, aye. Excuse me.
Ms. Sanders is going to make those text changes.